Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mo's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice. I'm ready to talk to you on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. Just a nice weather day here in Oklahoma, about 70 degrees outside, so definitely enjoying the weather. But we have a big show planned for you today. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, mauricetrice@hotmail.com. That's M-A-U-R-I-C-E-T-R-I-C-E at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can also follow my Facebook page, Mo's Sports Talk on Facebook. And also you can follow my show here on Blog Talk Radio as well. So those are the ways you can contact the show. But on today's show, we're going to continue our look at the NCAA tournament in a couple of minutes. So get your brackets out. We went over the Midwest and West yesterday. I'm picking Kentucky to win the Midwest and Arizona to come out of the West. Today we'll go over the East and South. Don't forget, in about less than 30 minutes from now, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg, a special long edition of Chatting with Greg for 30 minutes, 6:30 to 7, so looking forward to that. Also, my grandma Trice is going to stop by. But before we talk about the NCAA tournament, we can talk NBA. Oklahoma City received, first off, the game last night. They lose to Dallas 119 to 115. Just too many turnovers. The defense just wasn't good enough. And defending without fouling was a big issue as well. They just fouled way too much. And 20 turnovers, that will get you beat. So a tough loss for Oklahoma City. A game they had opportunity to win, but give credit to Dallas. They made some big shots late. And I didn't like how Oklahoma City defended that high ball screen that Dallas was running between Rondo and Dirk Nowitzki. They would switch that screen and have a little on Dirk, and a little cannot contest Dirk's jump shots. A big guy has a tough enough time trying to defend Dirk's jump shot. Nevertheless, a small guard, so I didn't like that. But Oklahoma City received some bad news this afternoon. Serge Ibaka is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks after suffering some soreness in the knee. So that is another devastating injury for Oklahoma City. It looks like Oklahoma City is getting healthy, starting to get their groove on, and then they suffer a setback. It's just been a year full of injuries, so another tough injury for Oklahoma City. Hopefully they can overcome this one. We'll see. Hopefully Kevin Durant will be back soon, if not Wednesday, maybe Friday, maybe next week, hopefully sooner than later. Oklahoma City is only a half game up on the Pelicans for that eighth spot, and they have a big game Wednesday night. I forgot to talk about this on my show yesterday. Boston's really coming on. They're playing some really good basketball, and Boston comes to town tomorrow. Also, we have a big game tomorrow in the NBA, Golden State in Atlanta. In Golden State, a late game on ESPN. Looking forward to that. But Klay Thompson's going to miss that game. He's going to be out 7 to 10 days. I believe he suffered a sprained ankle in last night's Golden State win over the Lakers. Also last night, Cleveland, they just were demolished by Miami. Dwayne Wade had a flashback. He put on a show, scoring 32 points. That was really, really impressive. So a nice win there, a much-needed win there for the Miami Heat. Also, we can talk about NFL free agency if you want as well. Again, Jimmy Graham going to Seattle. Wow, that's a big-time gift for Seattle. And also Sam Bradford. I mentioned this on yesterday's show. It's going to be interesting to see how Sam Bradford performs with the Eagles. The Rams get Nick Foles. It's going to be interesting to see how Bradford does with the Eagles. Can he stay healthy? That's first and foremost. But how will he perform there? And also, we can talk about Chris Borland, the really good young linebacker who's retiring for the 49ers because of concussion concerns. And he has every right to do that. When you play football, there's a chance you could suffer these concussions. There's a chance. So if he wants to retire, get out of the game and say, hey, you know what, I'm not going to put my life after football, you know, at risk because of football. I'm not going to put my head, I'm not going to go through these injuries. He wants to retire. I can understand. As a 49er fan, obviously, I wish he would not have retired. He has a lot of problems. He was really good at Wisconsin when he played college football. But it's This is right, you know, and more players might do that. You never know. You know, we don't want to suffer these concussions. We don't want to go out like Junior Seau. We don't want to go through all these problems after football, so we're going to retire early. And a lot of players have done that this year, including Jake Locker, Patrick Willis at the age of 30, Jason Worlds. A lot of players have retired at 30 or younger, so we can talk about that as well. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some Fast and Furious, some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. I cannot wait for the Furious 7 coming up in April. But don't forget, get your brackets out. We're going to go over the East and the South. We'll do that next on Mo's
Sports Talk. Sean Khalid from Man. Toshin.
Money's the motivation. Money's the conversation. You on vacation. We getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do. It's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Yeah. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
I never feared death or dying.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. March Madness has officially kicked off right now in the first four. Hampton is beating Manhattan, a little mild shocker there, 26-19. The winner, yeah, you get Kentucky. That's nice. But, hey, I love the Hampton band, by the way, man. They can really get it. Boy, I love the Hampton band. But anyway, let's go over the East and South regions. Don't forget, in the Midwest, I have Kentucky. In the West, I have Arizona coming out. Let's look at the 1-16 matchup in the East between Villanova and Lafayette. Villanova is a team you don't get to see very often unless you have what's that channel? They're on Fox Sports 1, which I do not have, by the way. But Villanova has great guard play. They can really shoot lights out. They average 76 points per game. They're really good defensively. Lafayette is a good shooting team. They shoot 49% from the field, and they're third in points allowed. So maybe Lafayette can make this a game, but I doubt it. I like Villanova to move on here. So let's move Villanova in our bracket. We have an 8-9 matchup between North Carolina State and LSU. When we look at North Carolina State, they've just been wildly inconsistent. I love their guard play with Ralston Turner, Anthony Barber, Trevor Lacey. And they have big guys who can score on the inside as well. LSU, talking about big guys who can score, we all know about Martin Mickey. They can really score on the inside. Two future first-round draft picks in the NBA. Really good. And I like that Hornsby in the backcourt. I just think NC State has too many weapons for LSU. Also, LSU struggles a little bit defensively there. I like North Carolina State to advance in the East. Let's continue our look at the East. Let's look at a game that's going to take place on Friday between Northern Iowa and Wyoming. Northern Iowa led by Seth Tuttle, really good player on the inside. And they play excellent defense as well, and they do a great job of surrounding Seth Tuttle with shooters. They got guys who can shoot the three. Wyoming, I love Larry Nance Jr., that really athletic. He can put on a dunk show anytime. Jordan Adams as well is a good player. Wyoming is really good defensively, but offensively they really struggle to score the basketball. I think that'll be their undoing there. They're going to have a tough time scoring against that Northern Iowa defense. I like you and I to advance there as the 5 seed. In the 4-13 matchup in the East, we have Louisville taking on UC Irvine. Louisville, they've been inconsistent all year long. After Chris Jones, especially when Chris Jones was kicked off the team, they've definitely been inconsistent. Terry Rozier is a good player, and you know Montrezl Harrell is really good on the inside. They're a great rebounding team. They do an excellent job of turning you over, creating pressure. When we look at UC Irvine, they have a big 7-footer. Nindai, if I'm pronouncing his name right. This guy, you know, he's 7'6", I believe. 7'6", 290. UC Irvine beat my home state. You know, I was born in Hawaii, and I was hoping Hawaii would make the tournament. UC Irvine beat them in the Big West Final. I'm going to go with Louisville in this one. UC Irvine has a chance, but I just think Louisville has too much talent. I'll go with Louisville in this one. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything World of Sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. If you have any questions about the NCAA tournament or anything in the World of Sports, you can call me up. Would love to hear from you. Also, in about 20 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg, get his thoughts on the NCAA tournament. My grandma Tri is going to stop by as well for a quick word. Let's continue our look in the East. Let's look at the new sixth seed in the East, Providence, taking on the winner of the first four game, which will take place tomorrow between Boise State and Dayton. The Friars, they have a really, really good player in the front court named LaDante Hidden, and also I like their point guard, Chris Dunn. Two really good players. They do a great job of forcing turnovers. Now, Providence, they don't shoot the ball very well. They were 127th in the nation in field goal percentage. That could be an issue. And also, they're going to have to possibly play Dayton in Ohio. That could definitely be an issue. I'm going to go with Providence. I like this Providence team. I think they're solid, so I'm going to pick Providence. But would it shock me at all if Dayton were to beat, or maybe even Boise State, but I see Dayton beating Boise State. Would it shock me if either of those teams would beat Providence? No, but I think Providence has enough to get past Dayton in that one, so I'll move Providence along in the bracket. Then we have the 3-seed OU, really great seed for Oklahoma, taking on Albany. When we look at OU, I love their backcourt. You talk about Isaiah Cousins, you talk about Buddy Hill, Jordan Woodward. They have a really, really good backcourt. I think they have to get their front court more involved in this tournament. That's Ryan Spangler and Tayshaun Thomas. Albany, they're a great story, how they got into the tournament. They shoot the ball really well, and they're playing some good basketball, but they're ranked. They were 208th in rebounding. That could be an issue against a pretty big front line for Oklahoma with Spangler and Tayshaun Thomas. I like OU to beat Albany. Get Lon Kruger's first tournament win for OU, so I like OU in that one. Then we have a 7-10 matchup in the East between Michigan State and Georgia. Michigan State is playing some really good basketball right now. Travis Trice, their guard, is playing really, really good basketball. I've been really impressed with Travis Trice. He's playing some excellent basketball, as well as Denzel Valentine. They easily could have won the Big Ten tournament. They shoot the ball really well. You know they're going to rebound, and they're going to be tough. Every Tom Izzo team is going to be tough. When we look at Georgia, Georgia is a team that really had a great opportunity to beat Kentucky early in the season. I think they have pretty good guard play. Marcus Thornton on the inside, he can get buckets. But Georgia, they're really not a great shooting team. I think that's going to be an issue. I think Michigan State's defense is going to be the difference. I like Michigan State to beat Georgia. So let's move Michigan State in our bracket. And then we have a 2-15 matchup between Virginia and Belmont. I think a key for Virginia is they have to get healthy. That's Justin Anderson. He has to get healthy. That'll be big for Virginia. When we look at Belmont can really shoot the basketball. They can shoot lights out from that three. And anytime you can shoot the three, you have an opportunity to win. And Virginia, they struggle to score. If I'm a Virginia fan, I'm a little concerned about Belmont, but I'm going to pick Virginia. I think their defense will be the difference. They were first in nation in points allowed. I like Virginia to beat Belmont, so let's move Virginia there. So let's continue our look at the East. So we have a potential third-round matchup between Villanova and North Carolina State. Make no mistake about this. North Carolina State has the talent to beat Villanova. North Carolina State is a team that I've seen beat my favorite team, the Duke Blue Devils. They have a chance to beat Villanova. They're talented enough to do it. Would it shock me if all of North Carolina State were to beat Villanova? Not at all. But I'm going to have to go with Villanova. I like their guard play. I like their ability to get to the basket. I like their ability to shoot the three with Deron Hilliard and Josh Hart and I can never pronounce his name, but he's good. And Daniel Shofe on the inside. He gives them a post presence. I like Villanova to beat NC State and advance to the Sweet 16. So let's advance them. Then we have Northern Iowa versus Louisville in a 5-4 matchup potentially. Again, Louisville has been really, really inconsistent at times. They struggle to score. Northern Iowa's defense is really good. They've been consistent defensively all year long, and they can shoot the basketball as well. I'm going to go with UNI to beat Louisville. I just think they're just more consistent. I like UNI to beat Louisville. Then we have in the East a potential really great match between Providence and OU. Again, Providence, I love their point guard play. Chris Dunn's a really good point guard versus all the guards of OU. That'll be very interesting. And can Tayshaun Thomas and Ryan Spangler handle LaDante hidden on the inside? I think they can. I'm going to go with OU to beat Providence in advance to the Sweet 16. Then we have Virginia versus Michigan State. This is another game. I can see Michigan State beating Virginia. Again, Virginia needs to get healthy. They have not been the same team towards the end of the year as they were at the beginning of the year. So it wouldn't shock me at all if Michigan State got the victory. But I'm going to go with Virginia. I think their defense will be a little too much for Michigan State. So I'm going to go with Virginia in that one. I think it'll be a slugfest, though. But I'll go with Virginia. So in the East Regional Semifinals, in the Sweet 16, we have Villanova taking on Northern Iowa. Again, Northern Iowa, they play great defense, but I think, I don't know if Northern Iowa has seen a team as athletic as Villanova and with the guard play as Villanova. I think the guard play, the athleticism will be the difference. I like Villanova to advance to the East Regional Final. By the way, Hampton's up by 8 on Manhattan, keeping you up to date on the first 4 game going on in Dayton right now. Then we have a potential regional semifinal between OU and Virginia. Again, Virginia does a great job defensively. They lock you down defensively. I think they'll do a good job of contesting OU shots. And at times, OU shot selection is very, very poor at times. I think that'll be the difference. I like Virginia to advance there. So I have a regional final in the East, a 1-2 matchup between Villanova and Virginia. Oh, man, Virginia defensively, I think they'll do a good job of slowing down Villanova, but I think Villanova can score easier than can Virginia. I think that'll be the difference, like Villanova to win the East. So I'm going to advance Villanova to come out of the East. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything World of Sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play some music from Kanye West, then we're going to come back. We're going to look at the South. And don't forget, about 14 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. We'll do all that next on Mo's Sports Talk. All of the welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Well, let's continue our look at the NCAA tournament. And let's look at my favorite region, the South. And you might say, hey, Maurice, why is the South, what's so great about the South, Mo? Because the Duke Blue Devils are the number one seed in the South. My favorite basketball team. They'll be taking on either North Florida or Robert Morris, who play tomorrow in a first 4 game, the 1-16 matchup. North Florida is dangerous. I think North Florida is definitely better than a 16 seed, but a 16 has never beaten a 1. I think Jahlil Okafor, Justice Winslow, Tyus Jones, it's a little too much talent for North Florida. I like Duke to advance in that one. Then we have an 8-9 matchup between San Diego State and St. John's. We look at San Diego State, great defensive team. Awful offensive team. They were second in the nation in points allowed, but they were 305th in the nation in points per game. If they're going to advance in this tournament, they're going to need Winston Shepherd to really step his game up. Poli, he's going to have to play really well because they struggle to score the basketball. When we look at St. John's, they can really score the basketball, but defensively, they're not that great. And also, they're going to be without their starting center for this game. I do like D'Angelo Harrison. Rasheed Jordan's a really good player, but I just think San Diego State's defense will be the difference. Let's move San Diego State in our bracket. Then we have a 5-12 matchup between Utah and Stephen F. Austin. Utah, they're a good basketball team. I like their guard play with Brandon Taylor and DeLon Wright, and they have a big man on the inside, Jacob Poeltl, who's a really good player as well. When we look at their, they were really good at shooting the basketball, and they're a solid defensive team as well. But when we look at Stephen F. Austin, they have experience. They know they can win in this tournament. They upset VCU as a 12 seed last year. I know VCU was injured and was dealing with some injuries. But you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here. Every year, a 12 beats a 5, it seems like. I think I see another one here. I'm going to go with Stephen F. Austin to beat Utah. So let's move Stephen F. Austin in our bracket. And then also on the south, we have a 4-13 matchup between Georgetown and Eastern Washington. It seems like every year Georgetown is getting upset by a team that's they shouldn't be beaten by in the tournament. And they're always getting upset. They were a 2-seed a couple years ago. They were knocked out by a 15-seed. They've been 3-seed, knocked out by a 14-seed. They really, at times, struggle to score the basketball, but they play pretty solid defense. It wouldn't shock me at all if Eastern Washington won this basketball game. They were third in the nation in scoring, and they shoot 48% from the field. That gives them a chance, but their defense is just poor. They did not play defense at all. I think Georgetown will get past that game, so I'm going to move Georgetown along in the bracket here. But they better watch out for Eastern Washington. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. You can let me know who you think is going to the Final Four. I would love to hear from you. Don't forget, in about 10 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Gray. We'll get his thoughts on the NCAA tournament. So we'll do that very soon. But let's continue our look at the South, and let's look at the 6-11 matchup between SMU and UCLA. SMU coached by the great Larry Brown. SMU, they have guys who can score on the inside, led by Marcus Kennedy. I do like their guard play. Their point guard, Nick Moore, is a really good player. They do a great job on defensively. They're a really good defensive team. They were 25th in points allowed, but they're not a great scoring team. That could be an issue. When we look at UCLA, I'm really shocked UCLA is in the tournament. I'm just telling you, I'm just really shocked that UCLA got in. Norman Powell's a good player, and also Steve Alford's son, Bryce Alford. He can really shoot the three. But I think SMU has too much talent. I like the coaching matchup. I like SMU to advance in the South. That means they'll either take on Iowa State or UAB in a 3-14 matchup that will take place on Thursday in Louisville. We look at Iowa State. I told you Iowa State would win the Big 12 tournament, and that's what happened. Iowa State, they do a great job. Even though they've been down in the last five games by double figures, they come back and won all of them. They have a lot of offensive weaponry, a lot of offensive weapons. You talk about Monte Morris at the point guard position. I love George Niang. He's just a tough cover for anybody. Nas Long can really hit the three. UAB, they're 206 in the nation in points allowed. Really not a good defensive team. And when you're not a good defensive team going against Iowa State, wow, good luck. Good luck. So I'm going to pick Iowa State to beat UAB. And then we have a really intriguing 7-10 matchup in the South between the Iowa Hawkeyes and the Davidson Wildcats. Davidson, when we look at the 10 seed, they can really shoot the three, led by Taylor Kolaski. I'm not pronouncing the name right, but they can really, really shoot the three. They were 6th in the nation in points per game. They shoot the ball from the field, 49% from the field. When we look at Iowa, they do a great job defensively. They were 5th in the nation in points allowed. So they do a great job defensively. I like Aaron White. He's a really good player for Iowa, but I think the 3-point shot is going to be in the difference in this one. I like the 10 seed Davidson to upset the 7 seed Iowa. So let's move Davidson in our bracket. And then we have a 2-15 matchup between Gonzaga and North Dakota State. Gonzaga looking to make a long run in this tournament. I like their guard play. I like their bigs. That's a bonus. Kurzowski, he's a really good player as well. North Dakota State, they upset OU last year in the tournament, so they have some veterans led by Lawrence Alexander, but they were 247th in the nation in offense and points per game. That could be an issue against a Gonzaga team that is a decent defensively, but they can really score the basketball, so you're going to have to put up points to beat Gonzaga. North Dakota State won't put enough points. I like Gonzaga to advance there, so let's do that. Keep me up to date on the first four game. Wow, Hampton's right now is up by 10 on Manhattan. Hampton's up 35-25 with under 3 minutes left to go. We'll keep you up to date on that. But let's continue our look at the South. We have a potential 1-8 matchup between Duke and San Diego State. Again, Duke can really score the basketball. My Blue Devils, they were 4th in the nation in And offense, total offense, they average over, 76 points per game. And they shoot the ball really well. They shoot 50% from the field and 39% from three. San Diego State, I think San Diego State will do a good job defensively, but they're going to have to at least score 60 points, and I don't think they can do that. So I'm going to move Duke to the regional semifinal. And then we have Georgetown taking off Stephen F. Austin, potentially, in my bracket that we're doing here right now. Georgetown is a team that just – they just do not play up to their capability in the tournament. And Stephen F. Austin, again, they have veterans who know what it takes to win in the NCAA tournament. Don't forget they upset VCU last year, led by Thomas Walkup and Jacob Parker. I like Stephen F. Austin to advance to the Sweet 16 as a 12 seed. Then we have SMU taking on Iowa State. This will be a really, really great game, potentially, in the third round. Larry Brown, again, he's an excellent coach, and they got bigs who can score, but Iowa State will try to spread them out and make them individual defenders. I think Iowa State will be successful at that. They have too many weapons. I like Iowa State to beat SMU, so let's move Iowa State there. Then we have a potential 10 versus 2 matchup between Davidson and Gonzaga. Again, Davidson can really shoot the lights out. They have an opportunity to beat Gonzaga, but I think Gonzaga has too much talent and athleticism on the inside. I do like their backcourt as well with Gary Bell Jr. and Kevin Pangos. And Kyle Wilcher is definitely an X factor for Gonzaga. I'm going to move Gonzaga over in that one. So let's look at our regional semifinals in the South. We have Duke, the 1 seed, taking on Stephen F. Austin, the 12 seed. I like Duke in this one. I think the Cinderella story will end for Stephen F. Austin. I like Duke to advance to the South Regional. And Duke as a 1 seed this year, they definitely need to at least make it to the Elite Eight. If they make it to the Elite Eight as a Duke fan, I'll be happy, even though I want Duke obviously to win the whole thing. But I'll be like, okay, it's been a really, really successful year getting to the Elite Eight. So I like Duke in that one. And then we have a potential classic matchup in the South Regional Semifinal between Iowa State and Gonzaga. That'll be a classic one. Both teams like to score the basketball, which will be refreshing. I think Gonzaga will have a tough time slowing down Iowa State, but I think Iowa State will have a tough time on the glass trying to compete with Gonzaga. Gonzaga does a great job on the glass, so I think that'll be the difference. Sabonis and Karnowski on the inside, and also Kyle Wilchers. That'll be an interesting matchup if they have Wilchers trying to guard George Yang. That'll be interesting. I'm going to move Gonzaga over in that one. So we have a South Regional final between Duke and Gonzaga, a very, very entertaining matchup there. This is a game, I'm as a Duke fan, I'm concerned about Gonzaga. Gonzaga has the bigs that compete with Jahlil Okafor. You know, they haven't seen a big as good as Jahlil Okafor all year long, but I think the difference will be Duke's backcourt. Quinn Cook, Tyus Jones making big shots at the end. Also, the X factor for Duke, Justice Winslow. He is definitely a big-time, he's a potentially big-time playmaker for Duke. He can drive. He reminds me a lot of Corey Maggette when he used to play for Duke back on that 99, that 98-99 Duke team. I like Duke to advance to the Final Four. So my Final Four is Kentucky, Arizona, in the Midwest and West, respectively. Then I have Villanova coming out of the East and Duke coming out of the South. So I have 3-1s and a 2. We have Kentucky versus Arizona. Arizona is a team that could give Kentucky all kind of trouble. Arizona is playing some great basketball right now, but I'm gonna have to pick Kentucky. I just think Kentucky has a little too much defensively for Arizona, and I'll move Kentucky on in that one. Then we have Villanova taking on Duke. This will be a very intriguing matchup. They do have Ochefu who can guard Okafor, but I think he'll get into foul trouble. I think Justice Winslow, again, will have a great game. And they shoot the ball really well, so Duke's going to have to bring it defensively, but I'm going to move Duke ahead in that one to a title game, taking on Kentucky. And, you know, as a Duke fan, obviously, I'm going to be rooting for Duke if this game takes place in a potential championship game between Kentucky and Duke, but I'm also a guy who likes history, and I think you're not going to get a biased pick here. I'm not going to go out on a limb. I would say Kentucky, watch out, because if Duke gets hot from three, watch out, but I'm going to have to pick Kentucky to win the title game. Don't tell anybody that. Just keep it between us. So I'm going to pick Kentucky to win the national title. So anyway, that's my thoughts on the NCAA tournament. Right now we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Gray. We're going to get his thoughts on the NCAA tournament. We're going to go through all of the regions and all of the games, get his Final Four and his national championship pick. But before we do that, my grandma Trice is going to stop by and have a quick word. But let's play Greg's theme music, and then we'll come back. We'll listen to Grandma Trice, and then we'll start our favorite. We'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. We'll do all that next on Mo's Sports Talk. Jackson 5. Oh, Lord, that's when music was music. But, oh, Lord, I need to get on here. I'm your Grandma Trice, and I want to talk on Mo's last NCAA tournament preview. Oh, Lord, you've done a great job, and I wanted to give a shout-out to Greg. Oh, Lord, Greg, y'all, it's been great chatting with you. Oh, Lord, you know your sports, but I'm going to say this. Once in a while, you backtalked me, and I almost came through the telephone and slapped you in the face. Mm-hmm. You said something about me, about my bowels. I almost slapped you in the face. But anyway, I want to go over these Final Four picks. Oh, Lord, in the Midwest, I'm going to take Kentucky. Oh, Lord, I never really cared much for Kentucky, but they're undefeated. That's all you need to say. In the West, oh, Lord, I'm going to take Baylor. That's Scott Drew. He's an excellent coach. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, Lord, I'm going to take Baylor to win and come out of the South. In the East, oh, Lord, I'm going to take Providence. Oh, Lord, because Providence sounds kind of like a Bible chapter. It kind of sounds like Proverbs or Psalms or Corinthians or Exodus. Oh, Lord. So I'm going to take Providence. In the South, oh, Lord, I'm going to take SMU. Oh, Lord, I just love SMU, just three letters, SMU. So I'm going to take SMU and to win the whole thing, I'm not taking Duke, Mo. I don't want to take Duke, okay? I'm 88 years old. I can do what the heck I want to do. I'll slap you in the face. Now, I'm going to take SMU. And then to win the whole thing, I'm going to take the Kentucky Wildcats. Oh, Lord, I think they're going to go undefeated. I think they're going to do it. Oh, Lord, I agree with my grandson. But anyway, it's just been an honor talking to everybody. But I got one piece of advice. Don't be a demon seed. Oh, Lord. Well, thank you, Grandma Trice, stopping by before our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. I'm sure that entertained Greg. Let's get Greg on the line. Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing?
she's got some good picks, man. I tell you, Providence.
Providence, they sound like a Bible chapter. Okay. We'll see how that works out for her.
There you go, SMU. Yeah, three letters.
Oh, man, you just never know what you get from Grandma Trice. Sure, I'm going to miss Grandma Trice. But, Greg, our last time going over this NCAA tournament field, more than likely the show comes to an end next month, Greg, so I'm looking forward to this. Greg, let's get it started. Do you have your bracket out in front of you, Greg?
All right, I'm ready. In fact, I'm kind of going over it right now, and we'll just kind of track it on through.
Okay. Let's start with the Midwest region, Greg, where the number one seed is Kentucky. They take on, looks like right now it'd be Hampton. Hampton's up by 7 heading to halftime. I don't think it really matters. You like Kentucky?
Yeah, I like Kentucky. And I thought I read somewhere there's a website called PredictionMachine.com, and I thought they might have had – I thought their stats showed Hampton had better statistics than Manhattan. I'm not sure. I'll have to
give that website out again, Greg. Was it predictionmachine.com?
Yes, I
have to check
over
it out
here
tomorrow.
Yes, predictionmachine.com.
Okay, check
and,
that out, folks.
Now some of it, you know, I don't know. Some of it you may have to scribe, but then there's some parts that are free, they kind of simulate on each game.
Okay, yeah, I think they have that on ESPN. They give you the first round, then everything else you have to pay for. Okay, yeah. Check that out, and that'll be very, very interesting. Well, Greg, let's look at the 8-9 matchup in the Midwest between Purdue and Cincinnati. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
I'm kind of iffy on that one, but I'm kind of more lean on Cincinnati. I know that they're playing without that coach. That with an unexpected leave of absence, if I heard correctly. I'm not that familiar with Purdue.
Right.
Okay. I'll go with just from what I know, I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
Cincinnati plays good defense. I think Purdue can score a little easier than Cincinnati can. That's why I went with Purdue. But Cincinnati could definitely win that game. So I'm definitely that's one of those toss-up games. We have a 5-12 matchup, Greg, in the Midwest between West Virginia and Buffalo. Buffalo's been a popular pick. West Virginia had a great year, but they haven't been healthy as of late. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
You know, Seth's one of Seth Davis's picks too. I think he's throwing with Buffalo because he's not sure how West Virginia would be.
Right.
You know what? Just with this being, you know, kind of on your last year, I'm gonna go out on with him here. You know, I'm gonna go to Buffalo.
Great minds think alike. I went with Buffalo as well, so that'll be one we definitely have to follow. That'll be a big game on Friday, so we both like Buffalo in that one. Okay, Greg. Go ahead.
Did they say the actual time on that game?
Okay, I'll get you the time real 11:10. Oh no, wait a minute. It's 1:10. This bracket I have is 1 in the afternoon on Friday, 1:10 to be exact.
Oh, that'll be good for Thursday, as I told you about.
Yeah, no, this game Friday.
Oh, Friday. Ooh, man, I don't know. They made it so, but okay.
Okay. Then we have a 4-13 matchup, Greg, between Maryland and Valparaiso. Any chance that Valparaiso pulls the upset?
I've seen a little bit of Maryland. They're pretty good. I'm going to go with Maryland.
I like their point guard play. Deswell's good, so yeah, I agree with that. Okay, then we have a really intriguing 6-11 matchup. Don't forget, folks, if you want to talk anything World of Sports, we'd love to hear from you. Call us up at 1-646-929-0429. We're just going over the NCAA tournament, going over the Midwest region. But, Greg, let's look at the 6-11 matchup. Butler taking on Texas. Texas has been really inconsistent in the Big 12 this year. They have all the talent in the world. Butler, they've been more consistent, but not as much talent. Who you like in that matchup?
I'm not sure which Texas team will show up. I'm gonna go with Butler.
Okay, you're gonna say that's okay. I like that pick. Okay, we'll move there. Then we have a 3-14 matchup between Notre Dame and Northeastern. Notre Dame obviously had a great ACC tournament, beating my Blue Devils and also North Carolina on Tobacco Road, taking on Northeastern again, really shoot the basketball. Any chance of an upset?
Let's see here. Northeastern and what's it? What'd you call it?
Notre Dame.
I'm impressed with Notre
Dame. Okay, so like
Notre
Dame.
Just from seeing
him
play. Yeah, I'm going with Notre Dame. Yeah.
All right. Then we have a 7-10 matchup in the Midwest between Wichita State and Indiana. Indiana, they don't play defense at all. I like their backcourt. Wichita State, they're not as good as last year, but they're a really good basketball team. Ron Baker, Tekill Cotton, Van Fleet, excuse me. Who do you like in that matchup?
A lot of people, including myself, are wanting to see Wichita State matchup with Kansas.
So yeah.
That's what I see there.
Okay, so you like Wichita State there. And then we have Kansas, New Mexico State. I'm assuming you like Kansas to beat New Mexico State.
Right.
Okay. So keeping in the Midwest, Greg, you have Kentucky taking on Cincinnati. Any chance Cincinnati pulls an upset?
No, I'm going with Kentucky.
Okay. Then we have Maryland taking on Buffalo. Any chance Buffalo gets another upset and beats Maryland?
If Maryland's not too careful, maybe, but I go with Maryland.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you there. Then we have you have Notre Dame taking on Butler. Notre Dame, again, they're really, really high, playing some great basketball, shooting a three really well. Any chance Butler and their solid defense upsets Notre Dame in that potential matchup?
Notre Dame's on a roll right now, especially after winning it. After winning that title, I'll go with Notre Dame.
Okay. Then we have that, which would be an outstanding third-round matchup in Omaha, which will be on Sunday, between Wichita State and Kansas. The Shockers taking on the Jayhawks. Who do you like in that basketball game? In that particular
You know what? Kansas has avoided a Wichita State, from what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
And Wichita State would love to play Kansas. And with this being your last show for doing this, I'm going to go right on a limb with Wichita State.
Wow, that is a big one. Okay, I like that. I can see it, though. I like that. So you have Kentucky and Maryland in one regional semifinal. Maryland, Deswell, Milo, Trimble, they play pretty good defense. A little small, though, taking on a real long, athletic Kentucky team. Any chance Maryland springs the upset?
No, I'm going with Kentucky.
Okay, so you got Kentucky advancing the Midwest regional final. Then you have Notre Dame taking on Wichita State. Any chance Wichita State gets to the Elite Eight?
I think Wichita State – wasn't Wichita State a Cinderella team last year?
Well, not really.
Yeah,
last year, you remember they were undefeated heading into the tournament, and they were a 1-seed, and they lost to Kentucky.
Oh.
That's the 1-8 matchup.
And they would match up with Kentucky.
Well, but do they beat Notre Dame first?
Notre Dame first if you have them there.
Yeah, since you got them there, do you think they beat Notre Dame?
I'm going to say Notre Dame just because they're just on a roll.
Okay. We got the same regional final in the Midwest between Kentucky and Notre Dame. Notre Dame, do they pull the upset and put an L on Kentucky's resume?
I think it might be challenging, but I think Kentucky prevails.
Okay, so you got Kentucky out of the Midwest just like I do. Well, Greg, let's look at the West. Don't forget, folks, if you want to talk anything world sports, we would love to hear from you. Call us up, 1-646-929-0429. Let's look at the West. You can also give us your Final Four as well. But let's look at the West, Greg, where the number one seed is Wisconsin. They'll be taking on Coastal Carolina, who gave Virginia everything they wanted. Do we see a 16 beat a 1?
No.
Okay, so you like Wisconsin there. There you go. We have a really intriguing matchup in the West between Oregon and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State struggles to score the basketball. Oregon, they really can score. Not a great defensive team. Oklahoma State does a pretty good job defensively for the most part. But scoring outside of LeBron and Nash can be an issue. Who do you like in that matchup?
You know what? I'm just because knowing Oklahoma State, they love to prove a lot. They love to prove people here in the state wrong, especially one talk show host, especially that just gets on Travis Ford.
Yeah.
So I say OSU has a chance to make some noise and they get past Oregon in a close.
Wow, that'd be okay. All right. Then we have a 5-12 matchup. It seems like a 12 beats a 5 every year. We already have Buffalo beating West Virginia. Does another number 5 seed in Arkansas fall?
This one I'm a bit iffy on. It's Arkansas. What about Wofford?
Wofford, they like to slow the pace down. They're led by Carl Cochran. They struggle with rebounding. They were 209th in the nation rebounding. That could be an issue against a pretty good front line of Arkansas led by Bobby Portress. That could be an issue. But game, it comes down to tempo. Who's going to get the tempo in their favor?
I'll go with Arkansas.
Okay. Then we have North Carolina taking on the smart guys of Harvard. You know, Harvard, they have some veterans. They've won the past 2 years in the first round, so they know what it takes to win a first-round game. But North Carolina is really big, really physical. Any chance the smart guys of Harvard upsets North Carolina?
It's possible, but I'm not taking that chance. I'm going with North Carolina.
Okay. And then we have a 6-11 matchup between Xavier and the winner of BYU and Ole Miss is going to take place in a couple hours from now. What are your thoughts on that 6-11 matchup?
Okay, BYU, Ole Miss. That is a tough one. I'm not familiar with you. I just wing it and go with Xavier.
Okay, so like Xavier there too. Okay, and then we have a 3-4 team matchup between Baylor. We all know about Baylor. Sometimes they're consistently good, and sometimes they're inconsistent. You just never know what you're going to get from the Baylor Bears. They're big and physical, and they can rebound. Taking on Georgia State, who's not really a good rebounding team, they can shoot the ball pretty well. What are your thoughts on that 3-4 team matchup in Jacksonville on Thursday?
In Jacksonville, that might be a little bit of a. Home stretch there for Georgia State, really.
Yeah.
I'll go with Baylor.
Okay. Then we have a 7-10 matchup between VCU, who's going to be without their best player, Briante Weber, but they still have that Havoc defense in Ohio State. It's not playing great basketball, but they're led by D'Angelo Russell. It's going to be a first-round draft pick probably in this coming draft. Who do you like in that matchup?
VCU. Yeah, at VCU.
All right. And then we have a 2-15 matchup between Arizona, who's playing some really great basketball, and Texas Southern. There's some talent, but I'm thinking you're going to pick Arizona in that one.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Arizona.
So keeping in the West, Greg, we have a potential 1-8 match. Oh, excuse me, you have a potential 1-9 match between Wisconsin and Oklahoma State. Does Oklahoma State get another upset and upset Wisconsin?
It ends right there. I'm going
Okay. That's another okay. So Wisconsin advances there, and then we have a really intriguing 5-4 matchup in the West, Greg, between Arkansas and North Carolina. Who do you like in that matchup?
North Carolina.
Okay. And then a 3-6 matchup between Baylor and Xavier. Baylor, again, big physical team. They play pretty good defense. Who do you like in that matchup?
Baylor and Xavier. Mm-hmm. I'll go with Xavier.
Ooh, okay. Got Xavier advancing to the Sweet 16. Then we have VCU taking on Arizona. Can Havoc and Shaka Smart advance over Arizona?
I wouldn't rule it out.
Mm, okay.
I wouldn't rule it out, but I'd go with Arizona.
Okay. So you have we have Wisconsin taking on North Carolina, right? You had North Carolina over Arkansas, right?
Yes.
Okay. So who do you like in that Wisconsin North Carolina matchup?
Wisconsin.
Okay. And then we have Xavier taking on Arizona. Does Xavier pull another upset? And, you know, that'll be an intrigue. If that does happen, isn't that Xavier's coached by Sean Miller's brother from Arizona? No, that's Dayton. Never mind. That's Dayton. My bad. Never mind.
Okay.
I was wrong on that one. So, anyway, Xavier versus Arizona. Who you like in that matchup?
But I think, but now, didn't the Arizona coach used to coach at Xavier?
Yes, that's true.
He did.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, Sean. That's exactly right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Brother coaches for Dayton. But.
Well, I don't know, man. Xavier is one of those teams that kind of looks like Cinderella to me.
Okay.
If you go that route.
So you like Xavier to upset Arizona?
Man, you know I'm just winging it. What the heck?
Okay. Wow. So you have a regional final in the West between Wisconsin and Xavier. Does Xavier go to the Final Four?
No, I'm going with Wisconsin.
Okay, so you're going with Wisconsin. Yeah, a lot of people like Wisconsin.
Not for the simple fact that didn't Wisconsin go back to the Final Four again?
Yeah, they were in the Final Four last year, and they beat Arizona in the same regional final.
There you go.
All right. Greg, we've got a couple minutes here. Let's go over the East. We have a 1-16 matchup between Villanova and Lafayette. Any chance Lafayette springs the upset?
No.
Okay, so we have Villanova there. Then we have a really intriguing 8-9 matchup between North Carolina State and LSU. North Carolina State really, really inconsistent, but all the talent in the world. LSU at times have been inconsistent. They have some really good big men in Jordan, Mickey, and Gerald Martin. Who do you like in that matchup?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one there. That's really tough to hard. I'm going to guess and go with LSU.
Okay. Got LSU advancing there. Then we have a 5-12 matchup between Wyoming, who had to win their conference tournament to get in, and Northern Iowa. Plays excellent defense led by Seth Tuttle. Any chance Wyoming pulls an upset?
No, I'm going with Northern Iowa.
Okay. Then we have a 4-13 matchup between Louisville and California Irvine. Louisville has been very inconsistent as well. Chris Jones was kicked off the team. UC Irvine has a big man who's 7'6". He is just really, really tall and not that skilled. But anyway, who do you like in that matchup?
Boy, if Louisville don't take this seriously, I can see them being 1-done.
Yeah, you never know.
I'll go with Louisville, but looking at that game, I said, I'd watch out for that one.
Okay. Definitely will do that. Then we have a 6-11 match between Providence, taking on either Boise State or Dayton in Columbus, Ohio on Friday. I like this Providence team led by LaDante Hinton and Chris Dunn at the point guard position. Do you think they're upset in the first round?
I'm going with Providence.
Okay, Providence there. Then we have a 3-14 matchup between your favorite team, the Oklahoma Sooners, taking on Albany. Any chance? I think this is going to be Lon Cougar's first win. I'm sure you agree. First tournament win with OU. I'm sure you agree with me on that. Okay, so you got OU there. Okay. Then we have, keeping in the East region, and we have a 7-10 matchup between Michigan State and Georgia. Michigan State's been playing some great basketball as of late, led by Tom Izzo, who's led the Spartans to 6 Final Fours. That's impressive. And then Georgia, they came really close to beating Kentucky, but they can't, I don't know how healthy they're going to be for this game. Who do you like in that matchup?
I'm going with Michigan State. They're always a dark horse in this tournament.
Yeah, that is very true. Then we have Virginia taking on Belmont. Belmont is a team that can really shoot the three really well. Virginia does a great job of defending the three. They're not 100% healthy. They need to get Justin Anderson healthy. Any chance of a 15-2 upset?
I'm still going with Virginia.
Okay. So you have, keeping in the East, you have a 1-9 matchup between Villanova and LSU. Any chance LSU upsets Villanova?
Going with Villanova.
Okay. Then we have a Northern Iowa taking on Louisville. Who do you like in that matchup?
I'm afraid for Louisville. I'm going with Northern Iowa.
Okay, I agree with you there. Got that one. Then we have Providence taking on your Sooners. I'm sure you're leaning towards a Sooners in that one. Providence is a dangerous team, but I bet you like OU.
I'm going with OU because I think projected they feel like with this lineup, OU could go the distance. Well, not the distance, but at least to the Elite Eight if they get their act together.
Yeah, they could. There's no doubt, especially with Virginia not being 100%. But the 7-2 matchup, you got Michigan State taking on Virginia. Any chance Tom Izzo gets Michigan State to the Sweet 16?
I'm going with Michigan State.
Ooh, I like that. I like that pick. I didn't make it myself, but I like that pick.
I'm telling you, a lot of people will sleep on Michigan State. They do it year after year.
Yeah, and they're playing better basketball. They easily could have won the Big Ten tournament. There's no doubt about that. I'm going to pick that on one of my brackets. I like that. We got Villanova taking on Northern Iowa in the East Regional semifinal. Excuse me. Who do you like in that matchup?
Villanova.
Okay, got Villanova advancing there. Then we you have OU taking on Michigan State. I'm guessing you like OU to beat Tom Izzo in Michigan State.
I would like to, but I'm telling you, Michigan State always gets a bracket killer.
You're going to pick Michigan State to beat OU?
They scare me more than OU do.
Wow. Okay. Well, you're not going to get biased picks on most sports talk, folks. I'm just letting you know. So you like Michigan State to advance there. So you got a East regional final between Villanova and Michigan State. Does Michigan State and Tom Izzo get to their seventh Final Four appearance under Tom Izzo?
And how many times has Villanova been to the Final Four?
They haven't been in a long time. I think it's back in the 80s when they won the championship.
Yeah.
In the 80s. Yeah.
Michigan State, I'm telling you now, they have always been. I'll go with Villanova, but I'm telling you, Michigan State, keep your eye on them now.
Michigan State, okay. I like that, okay. Let's look at the last region, Greg, and let's look at the South. We have the number one seed in my favorite team, the Duke Blue Devils. They'll take on either North Florida or Robert Morris, whoever wins that playing game. The Ospreys of North Florida is dangerous. Duke better come to play, but I'm assuming you like Duke to advance in that one, especially since it's played in Charlotte. So.
Yes, I'll go with Duke.
Okay. Then we have an 8-9 matchup between San Diego State, who's really good defensively, and St. John's is really good offensively. San Diego State was second in the nation in points allowed. St. John's is going to be without their starting center. Who do you like in that matchup?
San Diego State.
Okay. Move San Diego State there. Then we have a really intriguing 5-12 matchup in the South between Utah and Stephen F. Austin. You know, Stephen F. Austin has a 12 seed. They upset VCU last year. Do you like Stephen F. Austin to pull off another upset this year?
I think it's possible. Utah better not sleep on them. I'm going with F. Austin on that.
Okay. Wow. Love it. Love it. Then we have a 4-13 match between Georgetown, who's really struggled in the tournament the last couple of years. Eastern Washington can really score the basketball, but they play very little defense. Who do you like in that matchup?
I heard someone say like Eastern Washington to beat Georgetown.
Yeah, a lot of people like that, yeah.
Yep. I'm going with Georgetown just because of the experience. I'm going with Georgetown.
Okay, I like that. And then we have a 6-11 matchup between Larry Brown and his SMU, Grandma Trice's, one of her Final Four picks, taking on UCLA, who I was shocked was in the tournament. Who do you like in that matchup?
SMU.
Okay. Then we have a 3-4 team matchup between Iowa State, who we all know is very, very dangerous, got a lot of offensive weapons, and UAB, who's was really fortunate to get into the tournament. I like Iowa State. I'm assuming you agree.
Yeah, I like Iowa State.
Okay.
I like Iowa State.
And then we have a 7-10 matchup between Iowa and Davidson. Davidson can really shoot the three ball really well. Who do you like in that matchup?
I'm not impressed with Iowa at all, nor their head coach. I'm going with Davidson.
Okay, you're going to, I agree with that one. And then we have Gonzaga, the 2-15 matchup. Who do you like in that one? Any chance North Dakota State pulls off another upset? You know they upset your Sooners last year. Do they do it again to Gonzaga?
No, who's that, Davidson?
North Dakota State. They upset OU last year. Can they pull off an upset over Gonzaga this year?
Ooh, I don't know about Gonzaga. I'll go with Gonzaga, but I still keep watch on that.
Okay. So in the South, we have my Blue Devils taking on San Diego State. Duke can score. San Diego State cannot. Do you like Duke to go to the Sweet 16?
I'll go with Duke.
Okay. Then we have a 12-4 matchup potentially between Stephen F. Austin and Georgetown. Does Stephen F. Austin pull off another upset?
That's a Cinderella story right there, which you never know. So I'll go with SF Austin.
Love it, love it. Then we have a really intriguing 3-6 matchup in the South between Larry Brown, SMU, and Fred Hoiberg and Iowa State and all their weapons offensively. Who do you like in that matchup?
Iowa State, because when they're down, come back.
That's true. They definitely love to come back. And then finally, in the South, in the third round game, we have Davidson taking on Gonzaga potentially. Does Davidson pull the upset?
I'm still going with Gonzaga.
Okay. So then we have in the South, we got Duke taking on Stephen F. Austin. I'm assuming you don't have Stephen F. Austin going to the Elite Eight.
No, but maybe one of my cast of characters would.
Yeah, I would think so. You're going with Duke.
I'm going with Duke.
Okay. And then we have Iowa State taking on Gonzaga. Who do you like in that matchup?
Betty Ellis says, yeah, maybe one of our homegirls would do that.
Yeah, that's man.
That's why I said, listen to the home. If you don't want our perspective, get it from the homegirl's perspective.
Yeah, that is definitely true. But continue to look at the South. Oh, right now, folks, Hampton's up by 7, just starting the second half. The winner, you get Kentucky. Good luck. But, Greg, let's go back to Iowa State and Gonzaga. Who do you like in that matchup? I think you like Iowa State over Gonzaga, am I right?
I'm impressed by Iowa State, man. They are on a roll.
Okay. So you got Iowa State there. And then we have Iowa State taking on Duke in a South Regional Final. Who do you like in that one, Greg?
Boy, now that's a tough – if that happens or Iowa State beats Duke, then Iowa State is probably probably be the new king of the Big 12 if that were to happen.
Right, I agree with you. That would be a very impressive victory.
There's also a strong case for Duke too. Didn't they won 5 tough road games in the stretch?
Yes, including winning at Wisconsin, winning at Virginia, winning at North Carolina, winning at Louisville.
And Iowa State did not beat OU and Norman.
No.
And did they beat Kansas at their place too? Right?
No.
Well, here's the thing that I can't get my mind off of, and I hope Duke doesn't do this. I may be wrong. You can't fall asleep on Iowa State when you're down 40 points like that OU game. You can't let Iowa State. And one thing, you can't talk trash to them either, because if you do, it motivates them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It might be unconventional wisdom here, but I'm leaning towards Iowa State, but I'll go with the experience. I'll go with Duke.
Okay, so you like Duke to advance Final Four. Well, Greg, let's go over these final four picks real quick. We have you have Kentucky taking on Wisconsin in one final four. Does Wisconsin? That was a classic game last year in the final four. Kentucky won on a buzzer-beating shot by Aaron Harrison, our shot with about 2 seconds left. Who do you like in that matchup?
That might be Kentucky's most difficult challenge if they get that far.
Because
I heard a guy say to me, "Oh man, Wisconsin ain't nothing." I said, "Oh really?" I said, "Well, how do I should have mentioned? Well, how do you explain they beat the Sooners in the regular season game?"
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
I mean, let's not talk about that because when OU played against Wisconsin, that wasn't in the tournament. That was like early preseason, and it was ugly. I'm going with Kentucky.
So you like Kentucky, you got Kentucky in the championship game. Then we have in the other final four matchup, Villanova taking on Duke. Who do you like in that matchup?
I'm going with a rematch from how many ever years ago? I'm going with Duke.
Okay, I like that. So your champion, who are you going with, Kentucky or Duke?
I like to see history in the making. I'm going with Kentucky.
Unfortunately, I agree with you on that. Hopefully, we're both wrong and Duke wins. But that would be nice to see history. You are right on that. Well, Greg, thank you for a great NCAA tournament covering that with me. Thank you again for a great chatting with Greg segment, and hopefully we will talk to you not this Friday. No show this Friday, folks. My next show will be on Monday, but hopefully we'll get to talk to you next Friday.
And also, any homegirls out there, if you're a homegirl out there that's picking Stephen F. Austin to go to the Final Four, give us a call so we can know what your reasoning is.
that's a good point. Right, we'll keep the props. We're not hating about this show. Hopefully we'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay.
Have a good
one.
All right, folks, thank you for listening to my another one-hour show from me, breaking down the NCAA tournament. My next show, again, will be Monday, March 23rd at 6 o'clock Central Time. We'll look back at the first three rounds of the NCAA tournament and look ahead to the Sweet 16. Have a blessed rest of the week. God is good, and we'll talk to you next time on Mo's Sports Talk.